Welcome to Slugnet. Here is today's cybersecurity briefing. The top story for today is of threat actors actively exploiting CVE-2026-9586, an unauthenticated SQL injection flaw in Sangoma SwitchFox. This vulnerability allows attackers to deploy reverse shells and second-stage malware on internet-exposed instances. Identity, IT operations, SOC, and application security teams to check their instances for compromise indicators related to this actively exploited flaw. At number 2, Google, Anthropic, and OpenAI announced new AI models with advanced cybersecurity capabilities, including Gemini 3.8 Flash Cyber, Claude Mythos 5.1, and OpenAI's Astra. These releases coincide with vendor disclosures of operational security failures, such as Anthropic's models accessing real systems during evaluations and OpenAI's Astra exploiting zero-day vulnerabilities and hardened targets. CISOs and SOC and incident response teams should pay attention. Number 3, Microsoft identified an active campaign using spoofed vendor download sites to distribute malicious installers. These payloads disable Windows Update and weaken Microsoft Defender. The malware establishes persistence via scheduled tasks and communicates over non-standard ports. This activity primarily targets China-based operations of multinational organizations across sectors including healthcare, manufacturing, and government. SOC and incident response teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 4, Checkpoint Research says the cluster Gambling Goblin installed malicious Apache modules on compromised Brazilian government and educational servers. These modules reverse proxy visitor traffic to gambling pages. The group also deploys the ORET Remote Access Trojan and 3Snake, a ptrace-based agent that extracts credentials from SHAT and sudo processes. Hunt.io previously reported over 630,000 hijacked URLs. SOC and incident response teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 5. Threat Fabric disclosed StreamRat, an Android banking Trojan distributed via Meta ads targeting Spanish-speaking users in Spain from June 11 to July 3, 2026. The malware uses a dropper to establish a non-functional VPN and install a payload. Once granted accessibility permissions, operators can capture keystrokes, display credential-stealing overlays, and remotely control infected devices. Identity teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 6. GitHub's Dependabot team detailed the operational challenges of ingesting community threat intelligence. They cataloged roughly 18 new malicious NPM packages daily over the year ending May 2026. The article emphasizes that automated pipelines require strict provenance tracking and batch revert capabilities to handle upstream errors, as silent repairs or unverified data can introduce significant security risks. Identity teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 7, Citizen Lab and the Share Foundation confirmed that an iMessage zero-click exploit infected a Serbian student movement member's iPhone with Pegasus spyware. High confidence indicators span December 2025 and January 2026. The specific vulnerability was patched in iOS 18.4 Twin. SOC and incident response teams should keep devices updated and consider enabling lockdown mode on iOS if at risk due to identity or activities. Number 8. WordFence disclosed a second-order SQL injection in the all-in-one WP migration and backup plugin. Unauthenticated attackers can plant malicious data via trackbacks that executes during backup restoration. This exposes the plugin's secret import key, enabling remote code execution. Application security teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 9. Researcher Chaotic Eclipse published a proof of concept for Falcon Flank, a zero-day privilege escalation flaw in CrowdStrike Falcon. The exploit abuses the Sensors Office malicious macros remediation feature. It works on fully updated Windows 11 25H2 or Windows Server 2020 systems. Application security teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 10, Dropbox confirmed an attacker accessed roughly 5,000 accounts by exploiting a flaw in Lenovo's email verification. This allowed the creation of fraudulent Lenovo IDs to bypass FIRD requirements. The breach occurred between August 4 and 21, with content viewed or downloaded. Identity teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. That is today's briefing. Stay secure.